Amen.
Amen.
Let's close our eyes, beloved.
Yeah, can you do it?
So those are two hands to the Lord.
You know, I mean, you so
and sing this song loud and clear. Sing from the bottom of your heart.
Oh, that is a miracle.
I'm a stranger in my life. The power of God and the Almighty to Him will fall upon you. And the God that has the arthritis and the bone problems and the healing because difficulties and disappearances. Those who are here and the enemy has refused to let you go, immediately you open your mouth in desperate prayer. The enemy that does not want to let you go shall
die.
Listen to me very clearly, brother. We have 3 minutes to pray plenty of prayers. So you can't afford to keep quiet.
You can't afford to relax.
You have a few seconds for each prayer point. And in those few seconds, the power of God shall move and pull down strong walls
because
mighty deliverance
has been.
As many people as I hear this morning, I have been suffering from lack of achievement. And then as in plaguing you with near success syndrome. At the end of success. Something will happen here this morning. And the enemy that has been harassing your life shall be destroyed. The first thing I like
about
this is point your hand to the heavens.
No, a word that's okay.
And declare this land that we have. Every conspiracy against my
life.
Let the conspiracy in the ambulance
scatter.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening over there.
Oh, God, in shell, anybody.
Woman, the enemy stole your pregnancy. Right there where you are. You can feel fire burning in that place. And that agenda of the enemy has been destroyed. That's tribes and the implantation of oppression in the body. You shake out by the power of God. That's the person over there. Fire is coming upon you. And the oppression arrows are jumping out. That's
right.
Shout this now loud and clear.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
By this prayer,
I do not talk to you.
Every power standing by to mock me.
Don't do that, that's in your family.
Can you say this loud and clear? Every register of darkness,
in we are concealed,
containing my name.
You want to look at the signal?
Somebody needs to shout this name to me.
Then
you the spirit of paralysis. I command your serpent to depart from that body. Now, in the name of Jesus. There are people here today.
They
are going to receive job appointments that remove their lifestyle.
That's why you want this.
That's right. Somebody's been healed over there.
And they
so the disease that was said to be incurable. The power of God is coming up. Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
So they are there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Someone is here.
And they come to
anybody. You came to this meeting now.
Oh, what's up, Adi? This is
an unknown person.
There can be any technical more.
Like the wife of an unknown person.
There can be a ya any technical more.
But within the next 2 weeks,
the Lord has said, yeah.
The story shall change. I see a couple of
things.
So all the clinical professors in June against you. Thank you. pray.
Pero con Jesús. La gbadura. Ben. Ben.
If you're not sister.
Baja o la rabiri.
You have a child who is old enough to talk but is not talking. Lay your hands upon that child. And the talking will start. Thank you, Jesus. Say every power locking up my glory. Silence. Silence, beloved. 25 persons. Going through a divine surgery now. I don't know what has to go. But the surgery is taking place. The ambulance surgeons are scattered all over the place. Operating on people. Clearing destroyed organs. Bringing in new organs. Let that be silent. 25 persons. Thank you, Jesus. Now the final prayer before you sit down. Please. I beg you. Don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow you. Daniel Olukoya shall not die before my glory appears. Can you say this loud and clear? Shout it out! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it.
Slide on your board.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus.
Father, we thank you for this morning. Wonderful God, we thank you for bringing us here.
Lord,
we pray to our rock, our strength.
I
never failed you, never failed.
Oh,
power is the
absolute power.
In
the presence and presence alone is the fullness of power. At your right hand and our pleasures forevermore. Father, we have gathered before you today. Let your miracle power. Let your power of divine intervention. Let your uncommon strength fight for everyone here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Lord, call my Jesus Christ.
Shout
amen.
To prophesy the love of some persons. Before you sit down, first someone has said, my friend, this grace is not your lot. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
prophesy to some of us.
See, I'm making.
Thank you, Jesus.
We share Jesus.
Said, my friend, this year,
Lord,
you shall mount up with wings as eagle. In the name of Jesus, said the seven persons, you shall mount up with wings as eagle. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's the title of our short message. Divine prescription. That's the title of our short message. One of the names of the Lord, which is beyond controversy.
Told you,
I
okay, hallelujah.
I said, one of the names of the Lord, that is beyond controversy.
Told you,
is his name as the great physician. That popular hymn writer calls Jesus the great physician. He said, that great physician now is here. Why is Jesus referred to as a great physician? Number one, he never sent anyone away unhealed. He never healed anyone who came back and said, I'm not healed. He healed immediately with his word. He healed permanently. He healed people without charging money. He healed people without medicine or operation. That's why he is a great physician. He healed emotional diseases. He healed physical diseases. He healed spiritual diseases. He healed generational diseases. He healed financial diseases. He healed career diseases. He heals national diseases. He heals local diseases. When he heals perfectly. That's what some of the reasons they call him the great physician. Another reason is called the great physician. Because he has complete pharmacy. And then finally, he has unfailing prescription. I claim divine prescription. Can you say that loud and clear? A prescription is a direction. Written by the physician for the pharmacist. For the purpose of medicine or for the purpose of remedy. A prescription is a written order for treatment by a physician. Concerning the form and the dosage of a drug to be given to a patient. So a prescription is like a decree. An instruction. Specification. A remedy. Doctors write prescriptions for their patients. The Bible tells us something interesting in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Incline the peace of thy heart. For they are lying unto those that find them. And help.
Ati imularada
health
imularada
their flesh
sibo bo eran ara won
health
ìmúláradá
to all their flesh.
Sí gbogbo ẹran ara wọn.
God has his own medicine bottle.
Ọlọ́run ní ìgò egbògi tiẹ̀.
And God has the best prescription for all types of sicknesses, whether physical or spiritual.
Ọlọ́run sì ní àkọsílẹ̀ egbògi tiẹ̀ dájú lọ fún gbogbo àìsàn ìbá ìjẹta ara ìbá ìjẹta ẹ̀mí.
God does not just calm people down with Valium or any other drug, he prescribes what to make them whole.
Ọlọ́run kì í jẹ́ kan jẹ́ kí ara tu àwọn ènìyàn pẹ̀lú egbògi oorun tàbí bá àwọn nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀.
God does not make wrong prescriptions. God does not forget his prescriptions. I remember a time we prayed at one of our particular meetings where a sister was having some trouble. As we prayed that prayer, a needle came out of her breast. Apparently she has done an operation before. One way or the other, they forgot the needle. People have done an operation before. They forgot things into their tummy. They forgot things in their womb. God does not make such mistakes. Perhaps you are here this morning. You have listened to the prophets.
You have listened to the counselors. Ṣé o ní àkọsílẹ̀ egbògi lásọ̀ ní olùwà?
His prescription never fails.
Nítorí àkọsílẹ̀ egbògi ọwọ́ tirẹ̀ kì í bá tì.
God's prescriptions and his reasons are far beyond man reasoning power.
Àkọsílẹ̀ egbògi tirẹ̀ àti àwọn ohun tó ń ṣe ó kọjá ọpọlọ ènìyàn.
And whatsoever you are going through, anything that is happening to you in this life.
Ohun tó lè máa là kọjá fún yòówù tó lè máa ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọláyé yìí.
The first question to ask.
Ìbéèrè àkọ́kọ́ tó yẹ kó béèrè.
Is what is written in Jeremiah chapter 37.
Nínú àkọsílẹ̀ pé Jeremiah orí kẹtàdínlógójì.
Verse 17.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógójì.
Jeremiah 37.
Jeremiah orí kẹtàdínlógójì.
Verse 17.
Ẹsẹ̀
kẹtàdínlógójì. This is what you mean by divine prescription.
Ohun tá à ń sọ̀rọ̀ inú bàtà máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àkọsílẹ̀
ìgbò. Maybe you're going through your silent battles now.
O lè máa ja ogun kẹ́lẹ́kẹ́lẹ́ tirẹ̀ báyìí.
Maybe you're going through things that no you can't share with anybody.
Ó ṣe é ṣe kójú ohun tó ń là kọjá báyìí, ò lè wí fẹ́ nìkan.
You may be going through your own internal sicknesses.
O lè máa la àìsàn tinú tirẹ̀ kọjá báyìí.
You may look white well on the outside, but the inside is rotting.
Ojú rẹ̀ lè dán lóde, ṣùgbọ́n nínú ó ti kẹ̀.
And you have listened to all kinds of advices. Doctors have said you should travel to England, you've gone to all some places, but do you have a prescription?
O ti tẹ́ ti gbọ́ onírúurú ìmọ̀ràn, ó ti rìnrìn àjò lọ sílùú ọba láti lọ ṣe iṣẹ́ abẹ àti onírúurú nǹkan, ó sì ti gbọ́ oríṣiríṣi ọ̀rọ̀, ṣùgbọ́n ǹjẹ́ o ní àkọsílẹ̀ egbògi látọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa?
You don't understand why that marriage is sick.
O mọ ìdí tí ìgbéyàwó yẹn fi ń ṣọ̀fọ̀rọ̀.
But do you have a prescription for the solution from the Lord?
Ṣùgbọ́n ǹjẹ́ o ní àkọsílẹ̀ ọ̀nà àbáyọ fún ìṣòro ọ̀hún látọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa?
Whenever there is a problem, the first question that needs to be asked is what is in Jeremiah 37:17.
Nígbà tí ìṣòro bá wà, ìbéèrè àkọ́kọ́ tó yẹ ká béèrè òun la kọ sílẹ̀ nínú ìwé Jeremiah orí kẹtàdínlógójì ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
Then Zedekiah.
Nígbà náà ni Zedekiah.
The king sent and took him out.
Ọba ránṣẹ́ pé.
And the king asked him secretly in his house.
Ọba sì béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ ní kòkò ní ilé rẹ̀.
And said.
Ó sì wí pé.
Is there any word from the Lord?
Ọ̀rọ̀ àgbà láti ọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa.
And Jeremiah said.
Jeremiah sì wí pé.
There is.
Ó wà.
For he said.
Ó wí pé.
For said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon.
Nítorí a ó fi ọ́ dé ọwọ́ ọba Bábélì.
So the question to ask is there any word from the Lord?
Ọ̀rọ̀ àbí ìbéèrè tó yẹ kó béèrè ni wípé ọ̀rọ̀ á wà láti ọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa bí.
Can you say that again? Ẹ
wí bẹ́ẹ̀ kí n gbọ́ yín.
Can you shout it loud and
clear? Kí n gbé rẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
Can you make it loud and clear?
Gbé òṣòfò ẹ̀jú báyìí lọ.
That is the first question to ask.
Ìbéèrè àkọ́kọ́ tó yẹ láti béèrè nìyẹn.
That
is there any word is saying, has he prescribed anything? Sometimes God prescribes different kinds of solutions to the same problem. It's the same problem, but he's doing is prescribing different things. Take your Bible, let's see how Jesus dealt with the blind when he was around. Go straight away. In the book of Matthew, chapter
9,
from verse 29.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 29.
Some blind men came to Jesus. What did he do in verse 29? Then touched he their eyes. According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, sit that no man know the name.
Jesus is the love one giddy giddy whipper. Kiss him, give him a chance to get the conky one.
In that place, he touched the eyes.
If I am over what I would do, one
that was the prescription. In Mark chapter
8,
verse 22, Mark chapter
8,
verse 22, look at what Jesus did to this another blind person. Mark chapter 8, verse 22, and he came to
Bethsaida,
and he bring a blind man unto him, and they besought him to touch him.
Once it there,
he didn't listen to the instruction. But he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of that town. We don't know why his healing cannot take place in that town. They brought him out of the town. And he has spit on his eyes. And put his hands on him.
Ask
him if he saw. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. The case of this man shows you how far his enemy had gone with his case. His sole prescription had to be carefully observed. Jesus could not heal him where he was. He had to be taken out. As far as you remain in an evil environment, a religious society church,
enjoy lesson.
Solution may be far away from you. Don't worry. The time is coming. Maybe right now you are in a church, you are not praying yet. You think that those who are praying are mad. And so you sat down there. Every Sunday. Bimo no mavi yoluwa mulube se abato dami yubamba aye oye nganya aye dami bole jonsa mami. By the time they finish you up, the same people who come and convert your burial. This man was taken away from his friends. Those friends that took him to Jesus, Jesus took him away from those friends. Your present friends may be your hindrance. The friends you have, are they leading you towards God or they are leading you away from God?
ni se won fa osodo olorun ni abi won fa kuro lodo olorun.
If you are here today and you still have friends that you go about with to parties with, then you are putting your problems in a cage where there can be no solution.
Boba wa bi to si lawon ore te jo man lo ka kini si particularly isoro re ni pe o nfi awon to nse o sinu ago kan ti ko ni lona abayo.
So those friends may be your hindrance.
Awon ore re won le je idiwo.
I'm going to say, show me your friends and I'll tell you the kind of person you are.
Idi ni ata mi so pe ko ore re won mi won si mo lo eniyan to je.
This is why you have to know what you are doing. Sister, sit down, listen to me well. You find a man who says he wants to marry you, and you've been with the man for 1 month. The man never spoke about God, he never spoke about the Bible. One day, you say you find the husband. You haven't found the husband, you found an enemy. Or at most,
Abi,
you find a Yankari girl, she's her husband. You may need to get away from those friends. Many will continue to have trouble unless they carry out a deliverance in the present as they are, or they move out. Jesus took the man out of his environment. Jesus touched him the first time.
Jesus
in some men as trees. Said, can you see? I see. Not clearly. I see men as trees. Touch him again. Second touch. That man made him whole. For Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to have to touch the man twice.
Fun Jesus Christ,
only God knew where his grace file has been transferred to. When your grace file has been transferred to four spiritual departments, you need special prescriptions. Put your file in the second heavens. Put your file under in the earth. Put your file in the forest. Put your file in the sea. Then you will need a second touch of the Lord. So much for the strange preachers who say, why are people praying on water for people to use? Jesus used saliva.
Why
are they praying on oil? Jesus just used saliva. At least nobody has prayed on saliva now. If I began to spit on my hand now, as I began to spit on my hand, I said, this spit is received the blood of Jesus. Bring your eyes, let me put it. As far as the Bible is concerned, you've not gone completely wrong. If there is no fire in that saliva, no miracle. Jesus
packed
on the
side.
The saliva was the prescription. In Mark chapter 10, verse 52, Jesus attended to another series of blind men. He didn't touch him. In Mark 10:52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way.
Jesus,
thy faith has made
thee
whole. And when he received his sight, and followed Jesus in the way. This one Jesus just spoke the word. The first one he touched the
heart.
The second one he dragged him out. Put saliva in his
heart.
Made hands on him once. Made hands on him twice. Third one he just spoke. But by the time Jesus, another prescription again for the same problem. John chapter 9, verse 6. John chapter 9, verse
6.
When he had thus spoken, now he spat on the ground and made clay of the
scripture.
And then he anointed the eyes of the blind with the clay. Even with that, the man did not see immediately. He said unto him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam.
Which
is by interpretation
sent.
He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Another prescription entirely. Is cut on the ground. Maybe the man left heaven too early and didn't remember to collect his
eyes.
So he had to manufacture another one for him. And
I
said, go and wash. And as the man washed, he came back
saying,
we cannot put God in a straight jacket. He has various ways of doing even the same thing. And somebody can pray on water, can pray on oil, can pray on handkerchief, can pray on anything to get the power of God to move. There is no power there. Finish now.
You
have not got yourself anyhow. But if there is power there, you need to gather that benefit. I do not know about you, but I know. I need that saliva of the Lord here this morning. Let him put that saliva upon my eyes and upon my body, my soul, and my
spirit.
Because what is God's prescribed for you?
His
prescription goes to the root. This is why we all need divine prescriptions to
go.
Exodus chapter 12, God gave a prescription to eliminate Israel's enemy and to protect themselves. So take a ram, slaughter the ram, apply the blood on your
doorpost.
And immediately that was done. The engine of destruction moved in. Was a prescription. God said, when you cook the ram, eat it while standing. And you must make sure that nobody goes up. Was a prescription.
And
then you go to Exodus chapter 15. The river of Mara was a very, very bitter water. The Lord said, cut a tree. Put it in the water. That was a prescription. By the time you go to Numbers 21, you find the serpent is killing the Israelites, biting them and killing them. The Lord said, Moses, make a brazen serpent and put it up. Whose woman to that serpent shall be saved? That was the prescription. In Joshua chapter 6, Jericho was debarring the children of Israel from going to the promised land. He said, march around the 7 days. Then on the 7th day, then give a shout.
That was the prescription. It brought the walls of Jericho down.
When
we talk about the Second Kings chapter 2, the waters of Jericho needed to be healed. Elisha asked for a bowl of water. And he put salt in it and poured it into the water. And that was the end of the problem. By the time we get to 2 Kings chapter 5, we will see the story of Naaman. Go.
Lord,
dip yourself into the river of Jordan.
Well, in the Jordan,
seven times,
let me
and thou shalt be made whole. He went first time.
Lord, look at me.
Leprosy was still
there.
Went number two. Leprosy was still
there.
He went number three. Leprosy was still
there.
Number four. Leprosy was still
there.
Number five. Leprosy was still
there.
Number six. Leprosy was still
there.
By the time he did number seven, leprosy had disappeared. That's why.
He didn't yet move more.
Maybe nothing happened. That was a prescription.
I could do it with two here.
Peter's miracle.
Is that you put him
in Luke chapter 5?
In Luke, what you got?
So put your net on the right.
That I will let you have got.
This is a net.
Was up my person
on that side.
About
that was a prescription.
Somebody
fell down and died in Acts chapter 20.
The Bible says
Paul fell on him. That was a prescription. God's prescription does not sometimes make sense to the logical man. Spiritual logic is foolishness to the carnal man. I want you to understand this very well. The other time we did a program called Water of Fire. And we prayed on water that time. Somebody who was the case, they said they had two more of these stomach, they are going to remove the intestine, you should be ready to die. That's what they said at the hospital. She drank the water. Immediately she drank the water, chaos started in that
intestine.
She rushed to the toilet and delivered seven serpent-like worms. The next time she went back to the doctor, the doctor was confused. What happened to you? What happened to you? There is nothing wrong. Your intestine is. Nothing wrong. The original machines could not see the serpent of darkness biting away at the intestine. But by the time that water got on them,
they
exposed them. The breakthrough at Peter's fishing expedition was by his right hand side. But he never saw it. We need to pray this month concerning blindness to breakthroughs. Ask yourself, what is God's prescription for my situation? A seemingly big problem, I just require a simple solution. The solution may be, well, don't grumble or complain for 1 week. Maybe stop getting angry. Maybe go and settle that minor quarrel.
Maybe do one day's dry fast. Maybe resign from your present job. Maybe receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Make yourself with
honor.
Maybe forgive your parents or forgive your children. It may be make a vow before God. It may be go outside there and do morning
cries.
Maybe do 3 days my vigil. Maybe pray 1 hour per day. You need to know this prescription. You need to pray to receive this prescription. A lot of people want prescriptions for their trouble. But then, there are things you should check out. You want that prescription? First of all, carry out a check on your own life. Are you a true Christian? Have you given space to the enemy to operate in your life? Is there somebody you don't want to forgive? If God's works is not working for you, check up on your own life first. Check it up very well.
Yeah, finish.
Check on the type of friends you have. Check whether you are afraid to confess anything. Check whether you are afraid to forgive others. Check whether you have any unbroken covenant. Check whether you are a part of a larger battle. Requiring corporate action. Check out whether you've gathered enough promises of the Lord concerning your situation. Check up what you are saying in your mouth. Are you putting yourself under a curse by your pronouncements? Are you seriously desperate to leave that situation? Did Christ's prescription for breakthrough, beloved? Is that Jeremiah 37:17? Is there any word from the Lord?
Only Jeremiah will get that in the Ogoji, a second, and in the Ogu, or Rawa, Lato,
so you want the prescription?
Oh, that, Casilena!
Check yourself.
Here I am.
You want the prescription? Learn to cry. God knows your problem and is waiting for your cry. You must learn to raise your voice and pray with intensity and with spiritual balance. You must turn to your God like a child crying for help. The Lord has always answered the prayer of the desperate man. As a church, we need to rediscover the ancient power of prayer. Jehoshaphat, that king in the Bible that was a time, was out of the will of God and he got into trouble. But when he cried in desperation, God had him arrested. Moses faced lions many times in his life. Each time he cried to the Lord, something happens. When you cry to the Lord, armies are put to flight. Fears are removed. Do you want a prescription? Check yourself. Learn to cry to the Lord. Three, learn to trust the Lord. Believe that he has heard your cry. Believe that your answer is forthcoming. And lean on him for help. Do not waste time meditating on past mistakes. Do not waste your time listening to what your critics are saying. God is able to deliver and he can deliver. When
you have a prescription.
But you badly apostle to she,
then you have testimonies. Compulsory.
They don't know.
And there are reasons why you must have testimonies before you go from here today. You must have testimonies. Because God is not a man that should lie. You must have testimonies. Because God has promised to answer your prayer and cannot change. You must have testimonies. Because God will watch over his words to perform it. You must have testimonies. Because your testimony will bring glory and honor to God.
So I
shall have testimony. You shall have testimony because the Bible says you overcome the devil by the word of your testimony. You must have testimony because the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You must have testimony because your testimony disgraces and conquers the enemy. Testimony is your covenant right in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must have testimony because God has promised to make you joyful in the house of prayer. You must have testimony because he says his promises are yea and amen. As many people as want testimony, as a result of the divine prescription they are going to receive, rise up on
your
feet. Rise up on your feet, man. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. In case you are here this morning, I am not born again.
Oh, she did that to me.
You have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
Oh, it is via here to Jesus.
You have a wonderful opportunity.
I'm vanilla like before.
So that you can get a divine prescription.
You are not valid by a good you to shape
wherever you are.
Maybe you
while all eyes are closed.
In fact, you go wherever did you are.
Just raise up your right hand.
No, what to rest? Okay.
God bless you.
Lord, you will
come. Let's up your right hand.
And then I want to use some
take a bold step of faith.
What big is it,
and come quickly to the altar here.
Yes, my yarabo.
Let's up here the altar. I congratulate you.
And then what do you want to do?
Taking the most important decision in life.
If you don't share part of it, you'll lie. You'll let she.
Just close your eyes.
Did you listen to me?
Bow down your heads.
Very terrible.
And say what I'm going to say after.
And we tell you, baby.
Say, Father.
Baba.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I come before you this morning.
What do you want, your brother?
You are Jesus.
Jesus,
come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Father,
Baba,
lay your hands upon
me.
Accept me into your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now.
Father,
I thank you for this, your children. I pray that you lay your hands upon them. Uphold them by your power.
I've
taken this decision. Keep them standing by your power. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. When blind Bartimaeus cried, he received a prescription.
Onabayo.
There are people here today who will receive divine prescriptions. If you are that person, shout out people
people here today.
Who
as they are going to sleep tonight,
in their
dream, the prescriptions will come. There are those who receive open visions.
There
are those who hear voices that will tell them what exactly to do to bring
something
to their lives. To pray
well,
not to pray
now.
You clear the way for those prescriptions to come. Our spiritual blindness will fall off.
Before you tell me, you see, Jabba,
I'm only going to beg you.
What about begging
me? Especially those of you who are kind of running away before we finish.
You
just treat yourself today. You better wait. And let us share the grace. Let the angels that will conclude the meeting see you at the conclusion. This is prescription
day.
From the pharmacy of the Almighty.
That is
already something is beginning to happen in the midst. Somebody has been having trouble with urination. Go and try now. That person that has internal rotting system. As if the enemy has eaten you up on the inside. That hour has gone back to the
surface.
That person will sound like a stone, a swollen stone inside the body. The stone diminishing inside. It's disappearing and has not disappeared. That's right. That person has been around by the spider of darkness. And the cobweb of the enemy. Those are being cleared off your body now. That's right. You will pray this prayer. We have 2 minutes to pray. But pray the way that person prayed. Elijah prayed with his head between his knees. The mark of hatred. Put on your body.
It
is making your husband to run. Look at what is happening now. The angels of God are wiping off. From your forehead,
the
mark of hatred.
And you
shall come back and with mighty
testimonies.
There are some people here. Presently, they are sitting on your money.
Lọwọ lọwọ bayi awọn kan joko le owo re.
Within the next 1 week,
la ni ose kan,
those sitting on your money shall be unseated.
Awọn to joko le owo re,
and you shall possess your possession.
Yo si gba ohun to je ti re.
That's right.
Dabe.
That's right.
Dabe.
That's right.
Dabe.
There is a woman here now.
Arabinrin kan wa bi.
You have a very close friend. Unfortunately, this close friend has taken away your husband. With all kinds of fetish
powers.
I have an information for you from the headquarters today. That the fetish power has backfired. I shall come back and with testimonies. Someone is here. You specifically flew in for this program. By the time you arrive back into your station, amazing promotion is waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Save
this with burning anger. This next prayer. Oh yes, it is exactly as it says. And that's how it will happen. Internal enemies of my progress. Your problem
is
that you are being harassed by witchcraft powers on a daily basis. But within the next few seconds, the power of God will fall upon you where you are. And the yoke of the witchcraft powers shall be broken to pieces. Yes, yes. Number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, That's number 20.
Ogo.
Number 21. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Yes.
Then
deliverance is coming your way. Thank you,
Jesus.
Sisters, say this after.
We by telling.
Everybody together. When God busts out in your life,
if I don't know, put that in my life,
then your enemies will know they're in trouble. Your friends will be shocked. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, Abadura.
Silence. When I address this power. Yes. You the spirit of sleeplessness. The Lord rebuke you. Get out of that body.
Now,
in the name of Jesus. That's right.
Yeah.
You are masked by the spirit of death.
The
Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. You the spirit of terrible nightmares. A constant harassment by spirit husband. The Lord
rebuke
you. Get out in the name of Jesus. You the power of infirmity. And the power of bad medical reports. And the power of bad medical reports. The Lord rebuke you. Get out in the name of Jesus. You the spirit behind this marital
turbulence.
The Lord rebuke you. Get out of the name of Jesus. You the spirit behind the untimely death. Working in this particular family. The Lord rebuke you. Get out of the name of Jesus. You need problems in the womb. And the problems in the reproductive order. Get out of the name of Jesus. You need spirit of wrong marital proposal. Get out of the name of Jesus. You need spirit of poverty.
Where we share
the Lord book you are bowing. Get out of the name of Jesus. Silence man. Those things are taking place. The eye blood pressure. The anemia. The crookedness in the bones of the leg. The cloudy eyes. The paralysis. They are all jumping out. Back to the center. Thank you,
Jesus.
Things are happening here this morning at a very, very rapid rate. Thank you, Jesus. You that spirit that will cause all good roads to be blocked.
So who keep the poor now? They will say
the Lord is with you. Yes,
Ben.
You are spirit behind losing good opportunities. Shall we say that loud and clear?
To be believed, no more.
This next prayer will give 1,500 breakthroughs to as many people as you pray them with merciless violence. Powers of reproach. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
We still have seven more prayers to pray.
But
right there where you are, check your body now.
You
so find that you brought a particular condition here. And the Lord has removed that condition. Don't allow the enemy to put it back on your body. Find a way quickly to the altar here. So
you
can pray to put a seal on that miracle.
The
Bible says, if I came in by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, check your body very well.
Yeah,
I didn't say you should come forward if you want prayers. No, no. Check now.
Yeah,
thoroughly. That you brought a condition there. It has vanished. You the mark of hatred. A sign against this person. Pushing this person away from breakthroughs. I will wipe you off. By the power and the blood of Jesus. I wipe you off. In the name of Jesus. Now shout this loud and clear. Was cancelled. The urine of darkness that has bewitched your movement
so the quiet body
has been cancelled now. And what has been stolen from you 10 years ago shall come back within the next 48 hours. Aha.
Then.
Shall this again, Lord of death. Every battle of my father's that is troubling my star. The battle of my father's that is troubling my star. Yes. Testimony shall be permanent. Your miracle shall not be stolen away. You shall not lose your divine prescription. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
You
can go back to your seat. Hold your prayer letter in your hand now. And let your amen be so bad. Father, in the name of Jesus, every prayer request written on this paper, come and come on testimonies. In the name of Jesus, within the next 10 days, let there be a banner of uncommon testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Answer the prayers on this paper by fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You can put the prayer letter away and listen carefully to these words. Listen very carefully. The Lord said there are people here today who have become an expert at crying. The Lord said I should tell you that he has a wonder working tear wiper has wiped away the tears of the Lord. And that whether the enemy likes it or not, every law that needs to be suspended for you to get your breakthrough has been suspended now in the name of Jesus. Your seat that has been stolen, you shall find that seat. And the powers that say you will not sing your song, those powers have been buried in your presence. And by the time you come for the next time of changer, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Now several powerful times.
This is
making sure that everybody's voice is loud and clear.
So we go to the ground and go to the mother.
I claim divine prescription. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God.